Hello, and welcome to Small Talk, a podcast from Contemporary Pediatrics. I'm Miranda Hester, and in this episode, I am speaking with the Editor-in-Chief of Contemporary Pediatrics, Dr. Tina Tan, in the next installment of the Meet the Board series.
Okay, Dr. Tan, so why did you choose to go into medicine and specifically go into pediatrics?
So I was one of those strange kids that, per my mom, I knew that I wanted to be a doctor since I was 40 years of age. You know, most kids want to do other things, but my mom always said that I always sort of gravitated toward things that were medicine. And pediatrics for me was just a very natural fit. I have always loved working with children. People have always told me that I have a way of communicating with kids that puts them at ease and makes them, you know, very comfortable. And pediatrics is such a fun field. I mean, it's very diverse. The kids most of the time are very happy and very playful. And it's also a very challenging field because not only are you trying to figure out what's going on with the child, but you also have to find ways of speaking to parents that, you know, empowers them to provide the best care for their child. So pediatrics was really just a perfect fit for me.
Okay. So what has been the greatest change that you've seen in the field of pediatrics since you started? And do you think it was a positive change or do you think it led to poorer outcomes?
No, I think the advances that have been made in pediatric medicine over the last 5 to 10 years have really been incredibly positive. Probably one of the greatest changes has been the development and the use of vaccinations and immunizations against a growing number of vaccine-preventable diseases. This has really decreased the morbidity and mortality associated with these diseases. Other advances are improvements in ICU care and cardiac care. We've also seen major improvements in the diagnosis of different diseases in children. And we also have much better care for children with chronic diseases, example being HIV. We're now able to diagnose and treat children with HIV very, very effectively, and their lifespans in many cases are equivalent to the lifespan of any normal child. We've also had major advances in pediatric surgical care. So I think, you know, everything has been really positive.
Okay, so what do you think is the biggest myth about pediatrics?
Probably the biggest myth, which has been going on for multiple decades, is that many people feel that children are little adults, and that could not be further from the truth. Children are developing, their immune systems and the way they respond to different treatments are very different. And I think one of the positive things which has come out of pediatrics is that there are many companies that are now realizing that medications that work in adults don't necessarily work the same way in children. And they are doing more and more trials in children to really see how these different medications work. But that definitely is the biggest misconception, is that there continue to be a lot of people who feel that children are little adults and you just treat them the same way you would an adult, which is definitely not the case.
Okay. So where do you think pediatrics will be in 5 years?
Oh, I think with the incredible advances that have been made in technology, I think there's going to be a lot more use of genetic testing and metagenomics to really improve diagnosis and treatment of many different diseases that we currently either don't completely understand now in pediatrics or we don't have treatments for. I also think there are going to be advances in fetal surgery. So we're able to identify conditions in babies when they're in the uterus, but before we were really not able to treat that. And now there are major advances that are being made in being able to treat children with potentially life-threatening diseases that if you waited until they were born, it would be very, very difficult to treat. But now with the advances in fetal surgery, we're able to do that. I also think there are going to continue to be advances in ICU care and cardiac care and neonatal care. And there are also going to continue to be advances in immunizations and vaccines and our ability to cover many more diseases that currently we're not able to cover.
Okay, so knowing everything that you do now about both medicine and pediatrics, would you still go into pediatrics and why?
Absolutely.
Okay, and why would you do so?
This has been one of the most fulfilling jobs that I can think of. And, you know, I go to work every day and have a great time. This is just something that really fulfills me. I'm very passionate about this. And it also provides me with an outlet to advocate for those individuals who they themselves don't have a voice or can't express their views on things. So I absolutely would choose pediatrics and pediatric infectious disease if I had to choose again.
Thanks for listening to Small Talk. If you like us, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.